Dear God of peace, you have taught us that in turning to you and resting in you, we shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be our strength. Lift us to your presence, where we may be still and know that you are God. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking. You are much occupied, child, with communications and electronics going down. Today, while working, you are thinking, this could be a relief. My son gave you that thought to ease your mind, because this will happen and needs to happen to eliminate distractions and get back to a simpler life, a life of prayer, growing your own food, and where all your daily efforts are focused on what is pleasing to your Lord because of your love for Him. My children, do you have any idea how much time is wasted on the internet, viewing and listening to videos that will avail you nothing in heaven? So very much time. You cannot fathom the waste. When you all need to be pressing into prayer, helping the poor, and comforting Jesus. Just then I saw an image of sand draining out of an hourglass, and the earth turned black. There was not a single spot of light anywhere in the world. It was pitch black. Mother Mary continued, "Time is almost up, and there will be a global blackout. Please prepare for this, dear ones. Parents, let your children know what is coming. Most of you have limited time here on earth and need to have greater concern for storing up merits in heaven. Ask for the grace to extinguish all worldly desires and to thirst for the salvation of the human race. God is sovereign over the entire universe, including all that happens on the earth. Nothing happens that God does not allow. He is not the author of suffering, but He does allow it. And suffering accomplishes His purpose. Children, stay clean for your Lord. Do not allow sin to enter into your thoughts, hearts, and actions. There will come a time when creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay, and you will be brought into a glorious freedom as children of God." And that was the end of Our Lady's message. An image of people living very simply materialized, and I could see them picking vegetables out of their own gardens. Children were in wheelbarrows pushing each other around and giggling and having fun. Families and neighbors were outdoors sharing a healthy meal together. And there were no electronics whatsoever. Heart dwellers, here are some practical tips for blackouts. Put together a power outage emergency kit. Stock an emergency battery-operated weather radio. Have flashlights and batteries for everyone. Have a first aid kit at the ready and cash on hand. Be able to purify water. Stock up on non-perishable foods, rice, beans, and canned goods. Be prepared to cook and obtain a portable generator. God bless you and keep you all, dear ones.